Welcome to today's market report.
Treasury yields marched higher on Tuesday, bringing US stocks with them, as investors digested the increased likelihood of swift interest rate hikes following hawkish comments from the US Federal Reserve. The Nasdaq led Wall Street's main indices higher, rising nearly 2%, as investors bought the dip in technology stocks, including Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Meta Platforms, Inc., and Alphabet. The Dow Jones rose 0.74% and S&P gained 1.13%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said on Monday the central bank could move more aggressively to raise rates to fight inflation, possibly hiking by more than 25 basis points at one or more meetings this year. The market is pricing in a 72.2% probability that the Fed will hike the Fed fund rate 50 basis points when policymakers meet in May, up from a probability of just over 50% on Monday. The US 10-year Treasury yield was at 2.38%, having hit its highest level since 2019. The market remains in a tug-of-war between a policy error causing a recession and a resilient economy with a strong consumer and a corporate sector. Stock also rose in Europe. The Stoxx 600 gained 0.85%, having climbed in recent sessions to reach a one-month high. FTSE 100 gained nearly 0.5%. The British pound has continued higher in a technical move towards a weekly resistance level, hitting a near two-week high above the 132 level, rising as much as 0.7%, as a continued push higher in global equity markets spurred a risk appetite in currency markets. Although it remains well supported against its more interest rate-sensitive safe haven peer, the yen, post-hawkish Fed Chair Jerome Powell US dollar strength on Monday has proven short-lived versus most of the BUX G10 peers. The ongoing improvement in risk appetite, to which pound sterling is normally quite sensitive, has been able to overpower recent dovish BOE-related weakness in GBP-USD. Of course, that means that if global equities do start selling off again, the pair is at risk of giving up its newfound 1.32 status once more. Eurodollar also had a corrective pullback towards 109.62.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.